ultimately, it just came down to my agent and I just kind of beating down Thomas's door and DQ's door, and it just worked out.
What did you do? He said he was very impressed with your explosiveness and everything in the workout. What did you do to maintain, to get to that point?
Man, if I had to tell you, I had to kick. No, I'm just kidding. Man, it's just been a long road, you know. It's been about a year since. You know, one of my good buddies, Julio Jones, my cousin, and then Kenny Asuwa, W Swag, they've been just looking out for me. Kenny sent me cleats when I was out in Phoenix training. And I just really just stuck to the grind and just kept working and, you know, just kept coming back. So I got married in June, so that was kind of like I wanted to be healthy by my wedding. So I felt like I was healthy then, but around training camp, it just wasn't ready. It wasn't that time, so it just worked out now.
You know what your role is or what you think your role should be?
Well, definitely have a role with Keith Armstrong, so I'm excited about that. And we'll figure out everything from there. I guess we're just basing on how I look today and tomorrow and the next day and see what happens with this weekend. But I look forward to playing.
So what have you seen from afar, from the outside looking at it?
Well, you know, the first three games were just, you know, pretty awesome. You know, just winning all three games, and then the last three just been tough. When you come out on the other side of the column, it's a little bit rough. But ultimately, you just see a whole lot of talent, and you just feel like, you know, you can come in and maybe, you know, use your voice a little bit to just kind of keep everybody, you know, a little bit more loose and a little bit more relaxed and having fun out there. So I think that's something that we can do, you know, especially with me being here, just having a good time with work, because it doesn't feel like work when you got a job like this and you get to come in this environment. So I think we can have a sense of levity, but also a sense of seriousness.
Do you feel like it's been, you know, sort of the problem a little bit over the last three games?
Not really. I just look at it and see what I can bring to it. I just know I bring energy, so that's going to be my job, to bring energy and bring leadership.
What's your plan? Do you have a timetable for when you're ready to go?
Nah, we'll just kind of gauge it off how the week goes. But their plan with me is to see how I look today and this week, and then we'll make an assessment on the weekend. But I'm just setting the bar high for myself. I'm going to work hard and see if I can. Some of the stuff I retain, some things are new, so I'm just going through that right now.
How'd the interaction go with Grace as far as getting 56
back? Oh, it was cool, man. It was cool, man. Grace is he's a good guy. I mean, he's a young guy in this league, and he's had a chance to, you know, wear my number. And, you know, it was his for that time. You know, I was on the street. But, I feel like when you kind of see 56, you know, you kind of think of, you know, myself, I guess, in these past few years. So it's a number that's dear to me. So I asked him for it, and we're working something out.
Did you ever feel like the window was closed, that it was, NFL was kind of done?
I mean, you never know. You know, you just kind of have to be optimistic about everything. But I just kept praying about it, and God said, just keep working and get ready. You don't know what for, but get ready. And it just happened to be the place.
What do you think you bring? A lot of young guys in this locker room, and especially at the linebacker
court. Well, I know I definitely, you know, bring the energy level, but I'm hoping I can bring some explosiveness to it too. Like you said, in my workout, I felt pretty good. Did some good things, and I just look forward to going and translate and put that on the field.
But as far as things you could tell from the young guys?
Oh, man. I think just not even just telling them, just patting them on the back when they do good things, you know, and then when you see something that you can't help with, just, you know, being honest about it and just give me your take. And I think I've seen enough ball to do that.